In this bulletin, Labor claims another electoral victory in the ACT. New Zealand's Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern to govern for a second term after a historic victory. And in the AFL, Brisbane star Lachie Neal, the favourite for this year's Brownlow medal. With the latest SBS News, I'm Sarah Shalala. Labor has claimed another electoral victory in the ACT with Chief Minister Andrew Barr returning for another term. ACT Labor has been in power for 19 years now and will form government with the Greens, while opposition leader Alastair Coe focused his efforts on promising Canberrans more affordable living costs. Mr. Barr promised reliability and an experienced set of hands. He says he's proud of the choice voters had made.
2020 has thrown so much at us. It has pushed our city to the limits. It's tested everything that we thought possible. And in this most challenging of years, Canberrans have turned to a strong and experienced government. We said we would protect your health and we will protect your jobs. And that's exactly what we will do during this pandemic.
Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern and the Labor Party have surged to a huge victory in New Zealand's general election. Ms. Ardern said New Zealand had shown the Labor Party its greatest support in at least 50 years. In her victory speech, the Prime Minister said her second term government would govern for every New Zealander.
This has not been an ordinary election, and it's not an ordinary time. It's been full of uncertainty and anxiety, and we set out to be an antidote to that. As a nation, we needed a plan for recovery, and so that is what we created. We needed an ongoing health response to the global pandemic to keep people safe, so that is what we've done. And we needed a team focused absolutely and entirely on New Zealand, and Labor absolutely is.
New Zealand's opposition leader Judith Collins phoned Jacinda Ardern to congratulate her on what she called an outstanding result. New South Wales remains on high alert as a COVID-19 cluster in southwest Sydney's Oran Park continues to grow and authorities beg for more people to seek testing. New South Wales has recorded 5 new cases of locally transmitted coronavirus linked to the clusters there. Dr. Stephen Corbett from New South Wales Health says it's important people with symptoms assume it's COVID-19 and get tested immediately.
Everyone plays an important role in helping to contain the pandemic by getting tested quickly and following social distancing rules. Get tested on the day you get symptoms. Don't wait to see if they go away. Assume it's COVID-19 until proven otherwise by a test.
The Victorian government is expected to announce significant changes to the coronavirus restrictions in the state today. Victoria recorded just 1 new case and no deaths, bringing Melbourne's 14-day average down to 8.1 and 0.5 for regional areas. Meanwhile, health authorities in Victoria want to make urgent contact with 17 travellers who entered the state after flying from New Zealand to Sydney and then getting a flight to Melbourne. The 17 flew in as part of the Tasman travel bubble, which allows people from New Zealand to travel to New South Wales, the ACT and the Northern Territory without having to quarantine. Premier Daniel Andrews says he's disappointed the passengers were allowed to enter Victoria when the travel bubble doesn't even extend to Victoria.
Surely our systems are better than this. Which I think is a fair thing to say. I stand here every day making sure that every Victorian knows they can't just freely move around their own state for the best of reasons. And at the same time, we've got people being allowed in from another country, and we were literally the last ones to find out about it. It just doesn't make any sense.
Australia went another day without any COVID-19 deaths. Chief Nursing and Midwifery Officer Alison McMillan says it's pleasing to see case numbers come down in Victoria and to have fewer people dying.
That maintains our national total of deaths since the commencement of the pandemic of 904, sadly, across the country. Approximately 224 active cases continue across the system. Only 18 people now remain in hospital, and none of those in intensive care.
In the AFL, Brisbane Lions star Lachie Neal is the heavy favourite to claim tonight's Brownlow medal. It's the AFL's most prestigious individual honour. The midfielder has already claimed the AFL Players Association's Most Valuable Player and AFL Coaches Association Champion Player of the Year awards and was named an All-Australian for the second time. And now for a look at today's weather. Perth, mostly sunny, 31. Adelaide, partly cloudy, 19. Melbourne, possible showers and 15. Hobart, partly cloudy, 17 degrees. Canberra, a shower or two, 21. Wollongong, a few showers, 21. Sydney, similar conditions, 23. Newcastle, showers and 24. Brisbane, mostly sunny, 30. Cairns, morning showers and mostly sunny, 31. And Darwin, possible storm, 32. I'm Sarah Shalala and this is SBS News.